This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
And welcome back to the Joe Messina Show. I'm your guest host, Dave Sussman, in the chair. Whiskey Dave, yeah. I'm delighted to be back sitting in for Joe, who is doing his civic duty and trying to save our education and school systems from the crazy crazies that are out there. But we're going to be talking a little bit about the election that just took place last night, what it means for November. The district attorneys that are now threatened, we just lost one in San Francisco, another one potentially in Los Angeles coming soon, as well as other areas. And I wanted to also talk about what's going on in the economy this hour. Did you know that everything's great? Everybody's making tons and tons of money right now, and everybody's very, very happy, according to the press secretary at the White House. So congratulations, America. You got no problems. Inflation? Nah. That's just a transitory thing that might last another couple, three, five, 10 years. Years. If you'd like to jump in and have a discussion about any of that or any thoughts that you have right now, give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. And you can check out the website and watch me live on video, at joemessina.com. So first, I wanted to discuss what took place last night, which was a little bit of a shock. The polling demonstrated that it wasn't going to be a shock, but you never know in California. There's implications for what took place in California for the entire country. So if you're not living in California, or you've moved from California, you don't care anymore. The Los Angeles County DA, George Gascón, he previously served as San Francisco's DA. He should be looking over his shoulder right now because Chesa Boudin, I think was his name, this far leftist socialist, and he's proud of it, by the way. He stands up and he is a far, far left socialist, was recalled in the city of San Francisco last night. Now, unless you've been living under a rock, the majority of San Francisco is about as deep blue as you can get. I mean, it may be, maybe the deepest. I'm thinking Seattle. I'm thinking maybe New York City, but it's probably Chicago. Maybe it's the deepest of all of them. But the San Francisco DA, Chesa Boudin, who was basically, you know, the idea of progressive district attorneys popping up in Los Angeles, in San Francisco, you got Chicago, Cook County DA Kim Fox. Remember, she wanted to get rid of the whole Jesse Smollett deal. You got Philadelphia DA Larry Krasner. You got Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. These are all progressive, this progressive prosecution movement that has been financed, by the way, by George Soros. We're going to get to that here in just a couple of moments. The whole idea was to have criminal reform. And criminal reform and prison reform is, and listen, you know, you pull some guy off the street and say, listen, should some guy be in jail because he smoked a joint and it was third infraction and he should be in jail for 5 years? None of us want that, right? That's not the issue. The issue is that you've got people that are literally, you've got criminals, felons, that are, you've seen the smash and grab robberies of luxury stores all over. You know, this is taking place now literally on a weekly basis, if not a daily basis. You're seeing people with long criminal histories continue to roam the cities and terrorize residents and businesses freely because they are not being prosecuted and put in jail where the dangerous people belong. And now you've got a situation whereby even the far left San Francisco voters believe that the crime is just too much. You know, there are people that are literally, you know, putting signs on their car windows when they go into their home saying, there is nothing in this. Please do not smash this window. You will not find anything in this car. They're pleading with criminals. And you've got stores like Walgreens and CVS's that are moving out of the cities like San Francisco, Chicago, Los Angeles. So these progressive prosecutors, they've implemented these radical policies in the name of criminal justice reform. And that means that they're going to under-prosecute or not prosecute criminals at all. They're not trying juveniles who committed violent crimes as adults and eliminating cash bailouts. Now, this is all the stuff that we heard from Kamala Harris. We heard from the Biden campaign, even though Biden walked it back a little bit when he saw the polling, where he didn't want to defund the police after he said that he would want to defund the police. Little John Kerry there, right? But what they've done is they've prioritized these DAs, these progressive DAs, the needs and the welfare of criminals over the victims and culture, society at large. And crime rates in these cities everywhere has spiked. And these perpetrators with these long criminal histories are now literally terrorizing our cities. Now, San Francisco, which is a beautiful city, geographically located in a beautiful, beautiful part of the country, they sent America a message last night, and I'm wondering if the Democrats are listening. We're going to talk about this here after the break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Dave Sussman in the chair. I've got a lot more for you. You're listening to Joe Messina's show. Don't go away.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Welcome back to Joe Messina Show. I'm your guest host, Dave Sussman, in the chair here for you. You can find me at MeWe as Whiskey Dave and Whiskey Politics on MeWe and David Sussman on Twitter. We're talking about the election that just took place last night and what the signals that came out of San Francisco and Los Angeles and other cities around the country showed that the Democrats should be very, very fearful about November. I'll tell you why. When we take a look at the city of San Francisco, which is a far leftist city, and they voted to recall this progressive DA, this socialist DA that believes in criminal justice reform to the point where just basically letting most of these criminals out on the streets to terrorize the citizens. What this really demonstrates for us is that the Democrat Party, their establishment, not the far left, everybody in the media likes to separate this. Oh, it isn't the squad. No, the Democrat Party's establishment is out of touch with mainstream Americans. Bowden supporters blamed Republicans for organizing and funding the recall campaign. But that couldn't be further from the truth. And in fact, last night, when I don't know what he did. He didn't concede. He said that he won. The guy's a little bit nuts. But here's what he said.
And I want to be very clear about what happened tonight. The right-wing billionaires outspent us 3-1. They exploited an environment in which people are appropriately upset. And they created an electoral dynamic where we were literally shadow boxing. Voters were not asked to choose between criminal justice reform and something else. They were given an opportunity to voice their frustration and their outrage, and they took that opportunity. Others were in this fight because they recognized the dangers.
Okay. He mentioned the right-wing billionaires. Right-wing billionaires. I don't understand how somebody could be that clueless. It is because of George Soros, Mr. Bowden, that you and Gascon and the rest of the progressive DAs around the country were put into office. There's no right-wing billionaires in San Francisco that have been funding it. Most of the money that funded the recall in San Francisco came from a grassroots effort to recall Bowden, and it was moderate Democrats who led that effort. Although the campaign received some significant contributions for some Republican donors, over 80% of the donations came from local San Franciscans. The majority of donors are either registered Democrats or have no party affiliations, according to the FEC. But the city's Democrat establishment, they chose to stand by this guy. The guy that allows people to roam the streets after murdering, after shoplifting, after raping, especially if they're juveniles. And multiple polls showed that most San Franciscans supported Bowden's recall, as we saw last night with this overwhelming, for San Francisco, it was over, well over 60%. That's incredible. But yet, he had the endorsements of the Democrat Party in San Francisco, the editorial board at the San Francisco Chronicle, the city's former leaders and current leaders and existing lawmakers, major unions, and several celebrities. Even with all of that, this guy fell short. People are seeing crimes happening daily, in either personally in front of them, walking down the streets in San Francisco, or nightly on their news. And nothing is happening to the people that committed the crimes. So they look and they saw the Democrat establishment, and they heard the sound bites and the commercials and the fear factor that it's the Republican billionaires and the Nazis and the fascists that want to turn back our progress. And they voted based upon what they saw. And I just said to you, how is this going to relate to November? Because everything that the Democrat establishment on a national level right now is similar in the way that the San Francisco Democrat establishment treated this election. They want to divert your attention with January the 6th hearings. They want to scare you regarding Roe v. Wade and abortion. They don't want you to look at your gas prices. They don't want you to look at your food prices, your oil and your energy costs. They don't want you to look at your bank account every month when you're trying to make ends meet. So they're going to scare you. This is their MO. This January the 6th thing tomorrow night, I'm not watching it. I don't know anybody that's told me that they are. I don't watch broadcast news. I don't watch broadcast TV. So it's really easy for me to stay away from it. And I'm sure I'll pick up a few things on social media as far as the highlights. I'm certainly not watching this theater, this kabuki theater, this produced fear program to try and save the Congress and the Senate in the midterms. But there's a disconnect happening right now between the Democrat establishment that believes this is the way for them to save themselves and the average Democrat voter, like those in San Francisco, that are actually seeing the horror and the carnage in front of them. The Biden administration, congressional Democrats, their media allies and spokesholes, they're pushing all these policies on racial justice and gender issues and climate change. Free college tuition. We're going to give the student loans to some people and not other people. I'm paying my kids' way through college. I don't want them to take loans. But it's darn hard. I got to tell you, it is really, really hard to do this. If I thought that I was going to get free college loans that were going to be written off, I would have run up the tab as well. But the average Democrats across congressional battleground states, they're not worried about any of that crap. And it is crap. They consider inflation and crime to be our most critical issues. And if the Democrats do not voice their concerns, which they can't because it's their fault, that crime and inflation is off the charts, then what they need to do is to condescend their voters. And the Democrat establishment are going to continue to refuse to listen to their voters and not reverse their policies. And that's why they're going to lose in November. I'm going to talk about the economy here coming up after the break. Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina. And you want to talk about it, give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you are a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden's approval rating has reached a new low. Biden's approval rating dropped to 39% in the latest Morning Consult Politico survey. The survey found 58% of voters disapprove of Biden's job performance. Meanwhile, a Quinnipiac poll showed Americans giving the president a 33% job approval rating. On Wednesday, the U.S. House voted to set the minimum age to buy semi-automatic weapons at 21. This in response to a string of high-profile shootings. The vote comes after a House committee heard testimony from recent shooting victims and family members, including an 11-year-old Uvalde, Texas girl. She testified she covered herself with a dead classmate's blood to avoid being shot last month. The bill has little chance of clearing the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Welcome back to Joe Messina Show. I'm your guest host, Dave Sussman, and glad you can join us on a beautiful Wednesday evening, no matter where you are across the fruited plains. You know, I'm talking about the results of the election last night, and will the Democrats get the message? I mean, that's bottom line. Will they get a message? Is this disconnect between the average Democrat voters and the party establishment on the national level going, is that chasm going to widen? Because what we are looking at right now is with Joe Biden, I mean, you saw the polls. I don't know if you heard the news during the commercial, but Joe Biden currently has the lowest polling of his entire presidency. His poll numbers are lower than even Donald Trump. That must really get in Joe Biden's craw. I mean, he's not old enough to not realize that that's happening. Right? That this entire disaster of a presidency, every single metric is just blinking red. Fail, fail, fail. And the voters in key congressional battleground states are turning their backs on the president and the Democrats. They're angered. They're angered by the economy. They're angered by the backhanded response to their concerns about inflation. I mean, that's really what it is. It's very dismissive. It's very patronizing what you're seeing coming out of this White House. The economy is good. You know, maybe individuals are doing really, really well. The larger economy, yeah, there's some price increases that a year ago was supposed to be transitory, by the way. You know, gas prices started going up in January of 2021. They want to talk about Putin's inflation, Putin's price hike, right? That was the thing that they were selling before they started going to, what was it, Super MAGA or Ultra MAGA? What was that? Anyway, but they are so patronizing. And so there's a GOP poll that just came out. Yes, it's the GOP, but they're trying to get an understanding of where people are at as well, especially in these battleground states. And what they're finding is that Team Biden, people believe, the voters believe that Team Biden is both out of touch and condescending. That's awful. These are horrible traits. And that's why the widening preference gap in the congressional midterm elections are now favoring Republicans by 10, 12, 15 points. And that's that if you're a Democrat and you're not at least 4 points up, then you're going to lose. Then you're going to lose. Historically, I've been following politics for 30 years. If Democrats are not at least 4 points up in the preference gap in the congressional midterm elections, then you're looking at losses. And we're looking at 10 to 15 points depending upon the poll. These battleground voters are holding Democrats responsible for the negative impact that we've got. Record inflation, soaring crime, crises on our southern border, and it's impacting people's lives. And when you see the Hispanic vote is overwhelmingly now supporting Republicans, they've lost the Hispanic vote. It's significant. It's significant. So what does that mean for everything that is happening right now for the election in November? Listen, anything can happen. And Republicans are absolutely 100% famous for, what is it, clutching victory from the jaws of defeat? Is that what it is? You know, clutching defeat from the jaws of victory. Whatever it is, it is. You have a situation right now where we're, what, 5 months away? You know, just over 5 months, or just about 5 months away from the election. Anything can happen between now and then. The Democrats' focus 100% is going to be January the 6th and Roe v. Wade. That's it. That's all you're going to be hearing now from the next 5 months. Biden's job approval is 15 points underwater. Only 40% in most polls in these key districts, the battleground state districts, are approving of the job Joe Biden is doing. And there's a report that just came out last night. And I got to tell you, if I was a Democrat, I'd be terrified by this report. You ever heard of a gentleman by the name of Sabato? So you've got the Sabato crystal ball. It's Larry Sabato. He works over at the University of Virginia Center for Politics. He's the director over there. And I've seen him for years on media. I don't know his personal politics. I assume he leans to the left. But whatever it is, he has been pretty close over the years. And he has just changed 2 House ratings just in the past 24 hours. Sidney Axne is a Democrat running for re-election in Iowa's 3rd district. The old rating was a toss-up. The new rating is now leans Republican. The Oregon 5 open seat that is currently being held by Schrader, who is a Democrat. I wonder if it's Hank Schrader from Breaking Bad. That was leaning Democrat. That is now a toss-up in Oregon. 7 states, California, Iowa, Montana, Mississippi, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota's primaries held last night are now a major, with the results that just came out, are a major warning sign for Democrats across the board. You've got the progressive DAs that are under fire in California. You've got a mayoral race in Los Angeles that... You've got a Republican that got 50% of the vote in Los Angeles. I mean, it's quite incredible when you take a look at the situation whereby you now have places like Los Angeles that might actually have a Republican governor. It's had them for years, right? The idea that California has always been deep blue. No, California was a Reagan state. It was deep red. It was a Pete Wilson state. It voted for Schwarzenegger, whatever you think of his politics. Not that long ago, 20 years ago, less than 20 years ago. Right? We ousted Gray Davis, the governor, the Democrat, and put in Schwarzenegger, who was running as a moderate Republican. And that's the key. If you're running in the state of California for Congress, for Assembly, for State Senate, for federal offices... If you are running, Attorney General, you know, I know a few of the candidates last night, one of whom is now going to the general to run for Senate. If you are running as a MAGA, America First, Trump guy, you are never going to win in California. And I agree with a lot of those policies. But politically speaking, you've got to run as what Pete Wilson was, fiscal conservative, social libertarian. That's where the state of California, I think, still is by most parts. Unfortunately, the Republicans have run some great candidates that I like personally, and I've known some of them, but most of whom are running as if they are the second incarnation of Donald Trump. That will never work in the state of California. It might work in Iowa. It might work in Tennessee. It might work in Mississippi, but not in California. And another issue I want to bring up here as well, that we're talking about the election from last night. Neither party can afford to ignore Asian American voters. A lot of people don't realize what just took place last night. Asian Americans traditionally have been very solid Democrat voters. And the Democrats have taken their votes, like they do with African American voters, for granted. And Republicans, unfortunately, have really not bothered to win them over. But in recent years, Asian Americans, they've been at the forefront of opposing a lot of these extremist policies, the socialist policies, the communist policies, that many Asian Americans themselves have tried to escape from in China and other Asian countries. And they're disgusted by what they're seeing in San Francisco. In Washington State, in 2019, Asian Americans helped defeat a 2019 ballot initiative that sought to allow characteristics such as race, sex, color, ethnicity, national origin, and age as factors when considering candidates for educational or employment opportunities. In other words, it isn't the color of your skin. Asian Americans don't want you to think about the color of your skin. We're going to continue this. We'll be right back here after the break. Dave Sussman here in the chair. If you want to chat, we'll be here for another hour and 15 minutes at 855-732-5563, 855-REAL-JOE. I'll be right back here after the break. Don't go away.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Thanks. Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Joe Messina Show. I'm your guest host, Dave Sussman, in the chair here for Joe, and he's going to be back here tomorrow night. But I'm going to be with you here until 9 p.m. Pacific time, and you can check us out online at joemessina.com and give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. I was talking before about the election results from last night and how it may impact November. I don't think anything is going to impact November more so than the economy. And, you know, I was watching the financial pages the other day. And I was listening to Jamie Dimon. Jamie Dimon is the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase. It's the largest U.S. bank. And, we're in hurricane season, right? Currently, right now. Hurricane season begins June the 1st. I think it goes to the end of, it's not December. I think it's the end of November. So hurricane season, you're going to hear stories about hurricanes. They're going to become more frequent and severe. You know, global warming issues. Everybody talks about hurricanes. Well, Jamie Dimon is talking about another kind of hurricane this week. And Jamie Dimon, when Jamie Dimon talks, remember the old commercials you know, back in the 80s when E.F. Hutton talks, everyone listens. Jamie Dimon's kind of the same. When Jamie Dimon says something, you need to take it seriously. Again, CEO of the largest U.S. bank. And he's talking right now about, he says, you know, I said there's storm clouds, but I'm going to change it. It's a hurricane. And then he went on to discuss the hurricane forecast that he's talking about. He says, right now, it's kind of sunny. Things are doing okay. Everyone thinks the Fed can handle this. But that hurricane, it's right out there. It's down the road. And it's coming our way. That hurricane, we don't know if it's a minor one or Superstorm Sandy, but it's coming. Another business titan that I love following, I'm just enjoying him immensely, is Elon Musk. And he echoed Diamond's hurricane forecast. He said his premonition is basically that he's got a super bad feeling about the economy. To the point where he emailed his Tesla executives to pause all hiring worldwide. Now, he's adjusted it somewhat to some management, but he's planning on cutting 10% of the Tesla workforce. And you got to find three people that you respect. The third economic mogul that I respect, Goldman Sachs president John Waldron. And he said, this is among, if not the most complex, dynamic environments I've ever seen in my career. The confluence of the numbers of shocks to the system is unprecedented. We expect there's going to be tougher economic times ahead. Okay, you only need to look at your gas prices. You only need to look at your food prices. You only need to look at your cost of energy to see how it's impacting you. You don't need these three gurus to tell you what's going on. But average Americans, they're recognizing that this is an economic storm that's coming. You know, on national averages, and listen, if you live in California, national averages, you can just throw those out of the window, right? But the national average record high for gas just hit about $4.73, $4.75. It's barreling towards $5 very, very soon. There are $6 to $7, $8 prices in California, by the way. Biden's response is that gas and food prices are not likely to come down anytime soon because, well, there's just a lot going on right now. Isn't there always a lot going on? He was elected to manage this stuff going on. Well, there's just a lot of stuff going on. So, sorry. Not sorry. When he was elected in 2020, November the 3rd, gas prices were $2.12 a gallon. They hit $3.57 a gallon, already hit $3.57 a gallon when Russia invaded Ukraine. So they were up $1.35 nationally just in the year that Biden took over office. Just in 1 year. It already went up. You know, they talk about Putin's price hike. Now, it was already up $1.30. You ever see those Biden faced stickers? You know, it says, I did that at the gas stations. You see pictures of them everywhere in the news. There's actually one gas station right now in California, I think it's near Mendocino, that's charging about $10 a gallon. I mean, at what point do we get to where milk is no longer being delivered to the store shelves because it's too expensive? Diesel is too expensive. Even CNN has just reluctantly acknowledged that the world is grappling with gravity-defying energy price spikes on everything from gasoline and natural gas to coal, and some fear that this may be the beginning. And there was a Secretary General of the International Energy Forum, he went on CNN and he said, we have a serious problem around the world that I think policymakers are just waking up to. It's kind of a perfect storm. Listen, when you've got inflation going up, we're at the highest prices for inflationary purposes since the early 1980s, and that's using CPI measures that have been changed over the past 40 years. If you compared apples to apples, actually taking the CPI, the Consumer Pricing Index numbers that we used to measure inflation in 1981, and compare it to today, our inflation isn't 8%. Our inflation is about 17%. That's the reality. And you're seeing it. You're seeing it in used car prices. You're seeing it in coffee, in milk. You're seeing it in products and commodities. And it's not just the grocery store and the supermarket costs. It's also the fact that we have large supply gaps. Hormel Foods, Jim Snee, he's the CEO over at Hormel Foods. He's saying that the large supply caps are going to continue. Look, we've got, when in your lifetime, I'm going to ask you this, when in your lifetime have you ever heard of other countries flying in food products to the United States because of shortages? We've now got European countries flying in baby formula to the United States. Think about this for a minute. We are supposed to save the world. We are now, for the sake of our babies, having to rely upon countries in Europe. Americans have lost faith. They have lost faith, and those that haven't lost faith are losing faith quickly. You know, I take a look at economic numbers all the time. Economic confidence fell. According to Rasmussen, I like Rasmussen, he has an economic index, and it fell 20 points in 1 month from April to May. The index, Rasmussen's index, is the lowest point in 8 years. We're now going back to the Obama days, where we were basically creating money and funneling that money. We were printing money, the Federal Reserve, and channeling it into banks, buying their securities and their bonds. Term was called quantitative easing. The Federal Reserve is now finally starting to taper that quantitative easing. They're stopped printing money because they realized quickly that with the $10 trillion that have been printed over the past couple of years, $10 trillion, you got the stimulus money and all the others, that, oh, we are devaluing the dollar. I'm sorry. Didn't they tell us that this was going to be transitory? Didn't Janet Yellen and Jerome Powell get up there and point their fingers, wag their fingers at us as if we're idiots for having the audacity to question their wisdom, their economic wisdom? It's transitory. Gallup's economic confidence confirms Rasmussen. The lowest reading Gallup's trend during the coronavirus panic, the pandemic, and likely the lowest confidence has been since the tail end of the Great Recession of early 1999, just been matched by Gallup. So what are we doing here, folks? We're barreling towards an election. People have zero confidence. And unless you are in the top 1% today and you've got cash, most people's assets have been halved in value. Take a look at your 401k. People are concerned and they're worried. All right. We'll be back here after the break. We're going to talk about the news. We're going to talk about broadcast news. We're going to talk about Matthew McConaughey. Got a great guest coming up for you. Don't go away. We'll be back at the top of the hour. Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina.